Well, hello, friends and listeners. It's nice to have you with us once again. It's been some time that we have done a commentary on a specific subject. Now, this is one idea that was sent to us from a listener in Southwest Australia. He directed me to a YouTube channel some time ago called Propaganda Busters, run by a gentleman by the name of Tony, who lives in the U.S. state of Texas in the United States. Now, he comments on a wide variety of issues, everything from U.S. foreign policy, world events, environmental issues, and one of his favorite subjects is reporting on what he calls the Middle Kingdom, or Commieland. Now, for those who don't know those two expressions, that would be, of course, China, the People's Republic of China. On YouTube and various other social media sites, there are a lot of videos and people commenting on China, and I find it extraordinary that most of them, I would say 99.9%, come from people that have, number one, either never been to China or spent 1 month in China, and apparently they turned out to be experts on the political system. This would be the case with this chap, Tony, of Propaganda Busters. Now let's take a listen to what he said on one of his most recent videos.
Anywhere in Asia, in the waters off Asia, the seas or whatever, in Asia, where oil and gas is discovered or thought to be, well, it belongs to China. You don't understand that? As soon as you say there's oil or gas here, that's just like planting the commie flag, the Chinese commie flag, because it now belongs to China. If you were to drill an oil well in Manila and oil was to come up, Manila would then belong to China. It's very simple. It doesn't take much to figure that out. And that's what happened with the Senkaku Islands. They belong to China because it's thought to have oil and gas in the waters over there. What are you, nuts? Now let me tell you something. The police are like this while the Han Chinese are going lunatic in their demonstrations. Because the government wants them to.
Yes. While it's true that demonstrations were taking place against Japanese interests in China, it's not just because of oil. That actually only accounts for a small percentage of the reason why the protests took place. The feelings are much deeper than that and go back much further than that. Since the end of the Second World War, Japan has never issued an official apology to the people of China. During the Second World War, many countries suffered at the hands of the Japanese military. Korea, Thailand, Malay, Singapore, the Philippines, and many others. But China suffered the most casualties. There are war criminals, Japanese war criminals, that is, who are still honored in Japan. Now that would be, for example, like honoring, well, Nazi war criminals. Imagine how the West would respond with that. This is where it really is at the heart of the issue. Now that's just one example. Now, his other videos around China are rather humorous in some ways because he blasts the party, the Communist Party, left, right, and center, calling them thugs. Now, I have to agree with you on that, Tony. Yes, I do think that many of them are thugs. But at the same time, you have to think, in the past 15 years or so, how many people were lifted out of poverty because of policies of the Communist Party? You talk about lack of freedom in the country. Now, I highly suspect that you don't speak Chinese or read Chinese. So you really have no idea of what's being said on the Chinese microblogs. If you went to the Chinese microblogs, you will see a tremendous amount of criticism against the authorities. Now, while China has literally thousands of internet police that remove the posts, the people that post them have coded words to get around the censors, so the posts end up actually being there. A most recent case was Chinese artist Ai Weiwei. Now, he released a YouTube video not long ago that made headlines around the world because it was a parody of the song Gangnam Style by South Korean rap artist Psy. In the video, Ai Weiwei is shown dancing in handcuffs, and of course it's a very subtle way to make his political feelings known towards the Communist Party of China. The video was uploaded on YouTube. As it was uploaded on YouTube, Weibo, the largest microblog in China, which literally has millions upon millions of users, also uploaded the video. Now, it did take roughly 2 hours before the internet police in China were able to take it down. But that really didn't help, because it was taken down and then re-uploaded again, and then other people posted it in other places. And that video in China alone has had nearly 5 million views. All views took place on Weibo. Now you're saying, well, they have the internet police. You see, they're censoring people. Well, not exactly, because put it this way, if they really wanted to take it down, they could. If they really wanted to suppress people's freedom of speech, they could. It was very simple. It's just pull the plug on Weibo. Turn off internet services for the vast majority of the population. There is way more freedom of expression now in China than there was 25 years ago. Now you're saying to yourself, well, you know, they should open up, they should have free elections, etc., etc. Now, you have to realize here, look, China has a population of over 1.3 billion people. A large percentage of the population is uneducated. So to have a free and democratic election in China would be disastrous. It just would be disastrous. It just wouldn't work. Unlike the United States, which has over 250 million people, well, you can do that. But even in the US, you also have problems as well, and it's not perfect. Of course, no system is. But to have free and democratic elections in China just wouldn't work. Culturally, it wouldn't work, because there's no history of it. Second of all, because of the population, the large population, and the amount of uneducation that exists in the country, it is just not a reality. Now you're saying to yourself, well, you know what? It's because the Communist Party is keeping their population uneducated so they can control them. Well, not exactly. The problem is you have 1.3 billion people. 1.3 billion people. How do you expect to educate every single person? Education, of course, in China has been on the rise. The annual rate of university graduates is higher than any other nation in the world. But it's going to take time. Will there be a time that China will have a democracy? Yes. That is a given. It's not going to happen next year. It's not going to happen in 5 years or 10 years. But in 60 or 70 years from now, China will be a very different place. Now, your views on China, Tony, seem to be looking at it from an American perspective. Or, I'm not going to say Americans. I don't want to just pick on Americans, because that's not really true. But I would have to say a Western perspective. China has only been opened to the world since the late 1970s. They are now going through the same growing pains that most of Western Europe did, and most countries around the world did 100 years ago. And you're expecting them to be like everybody else right away? That's not going to happen. It's going to take two or three generations before that does. You've been blasting the Communist Party left, right, and center. Now, while I feel that most of your claims are accurate, you're not really looking at it in the eyes of what the reality is on the ground in China. I have spent over 10 years in the Asia-Pacific region. 8 of those years were in China. Now, many people will tell you that have been to China, maybe they spent 1 year there, and they will leave and they'll come back and they'll say, you know, they still really don't understand how the system works. And that's not unusual. It is so complex. It is just so complex that to simplify it is just wrong. It's just wrong. I spent 8 years in China. And it was only in the last year before I left that I started to really have a good understanding of the system and how things work. There's people that I know that have been in China for 15, 20 years, and they're only now starting to figure that out. So how you're oversimplifying it and looking at it black and white, I think is a little bit irresponsible. It's a little bit arrogant, because you have to look at your own history in the United States. Then, if you had a better understanding of your own history, maybe then you would have a better understanding of what's going on in China. The system, of course, like I said, is not perfect, and I am in no way a supporter of the Communist Party of China. But it is going to take time. It is definitely going to take time. Your views are, I would have to say, ignorant and, well, to sum it up, extremely full of yourself. An American arrogance, I think, is the best way to describe it. Also, like I said, extremely, extremely ignorant. I would suggest, before you do any more videos on China, to read up about the history and maybe go and spend 2 years there. 2 years. Meeting government officials, meeting local people, and then possibly, well, I wouldn't say possibly, I know that your attitude will probably change. Now, during my 8 years in China, I had a number of opportunities and had a chance to meet with many of China's top leadership. Everybody from Zhu Rongji, who was the former premier who resigned in 2003, to the Minister of Defense, the Minister of the Railways. And they will all tell you, openly, they know the system has problems, but there's really nothing that they can physically do at this time. The top leadership in Beijing know that there are problems with the system. They're not stupid. They know there are problems with the system. But it's not like you can just change it overnight. It takes time. Things do get better every year. It's done in baby steps, and that's done for a specific reason. You have 1.3 billion people who are uneducated. Most of the top leadership in China know that some type of political reform has to come. And they're doing what they can. But apparently, you don't see it. As far as I'm concerned, your views are dangerous and are counterproductive. Definitely counterproductive. The only thing I can suggest, like I already did, is maybe go and spend a little time there. Go and spend a little time to find out what the reality is on the ground, and then perhaps it might open your eyes instead of commenting on things that you really know nothing about. So, propaganda busters? Well, it's definitely a bust. Complete rubbish. And while people are paying attention to your videos and comment, I've read some of the comments, well, they must be just as ignorant as you. For PCJ Radio, I'm Keith Perron.